Criminal Review. I'm Lisa Lucera, Fox News. The Texas Department of Public Safety says it's examining the response of officers to the school shooting in May at Robb Elementary School in Uvalde as hours of body cam footage is released.
The very first police officers were on the scene within minutes. By 11:37, the suspect fired at the officers outside the classroom and they retreated as more and more cops arrived from multiple agencies. Some 15 minutes later, and you hear the information trickling down about children calling 911 trapped inside that fourth grade classroom. Still, no decisions are being made as the clock ticks. It wasn't until 12:50 until a Border Patrol tactical team finally breached the classroom and killed the suspect 1 hour, 17 minutes after the horror began.
Fox's Casey Siegel in Uvalde. A Florida prosecutor says the gunman who killed 17 people at Marjorie Stoneman Douglas High School in Parkland in 2018 should be executed because he killed his victims in cold blood. A jury's deciding whether Nicholas Cruz will be sentenced to death or life without parole. The penalty phase is expected to last 4 months. Cruz pled guilty in October to 17 counts of first-degree murder. Police in Greenwood, Indiana say a shopper who was legally carrying a gun subdued the gunman during a deadly mall shooting yesterday. Police Chief James Eisen says the man reacted within seconds and saved countless lives after shooting the suspect.
Jonathan Sapirman, age 20, of Greenwood, is our shooting suspect. He was pronounced deceased at the scene.
The man who shot the gunman has been identified as 22-year-old Elisha Dickin. Chief Eisen called him a responsible armed citizen. On Wall Street, stocks closed lower. The Dow lost 215. The Nasdaq off 92. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
An Iranian official says they're ramping up their nuclear capability.
An advisor to the Ayatollah Khamenei says Iran is now capable of building a nuclear bomb. The senior advisor was speaking to a media outlet this weekend when he explained the Islamic Republic has the technical means to build the weapon of mass destruction, but hasn't yet decided on doing so. Iran is currently enriching uranium up to 60% purity, well beyond the 3.67% laid out in the 2015 nuclear deal. In response, U.S. ally Israel is preparing plans to strike Iranian nuclear facilities, as the Jewish state last week reiterated its commitment to stopping Iran from obtaining such a weapon. The Israeli Army Chief of Staff said Sunday that his forces continue to prepare. He calls those preparations a moral obligation. In Jerusalem, Trey Angst, Fox News.
A member of the royal family addressed the United Nations on a day that commemorates a former president of South Africa and human rights icon.
Prince Harry quoted from a letter the late South African leader Nelson Mandela had written about how he maintained hope despite being in prison. Prince Harry told the UN members they too must feel battered, that it's been a painful year and a painful decade with a pandemic and climate change and the spreading of disinformation.
And from the horrific war in Ukraine to the rolling back of constitutional rights here in the United States, we are witnessing a global assault on democracy and freedom, the cause of Mandela's life.
He said the world is on fire, and he told the UN leaders they need to make daring, transformative decisions to save humanity. Jessica Rosenthal, Fox News.
At the box office this weekend, the Marvel sequel Thor: Love and Thunder dropped a hefty 68% in its second weekend of release, but still held the top spot at the box office. As according to studio estimates, Minions: The Rise of Gru in second with $26 million, while the bestseller adaptation Where the Crawdads Sing debuted with a better-than-expected $17 million. I'm Lee Silasera. This is Fox News.
I'm Guy Benson. Join me weekdays at 3 p.m. Eastern as we break down the biggest stories of the day with some of the biggest newsmakers and guests. Listen live on the Fox News app or get the free podcast at GuyBensonShow.com.